All right, Dr. Gemara. Five lines from the top. Lamed Amar Aleph. Amar Rav Asi, Amar Rav. Rav Asi said in the name of Rav, Va'amri lo, and some said that it was Amar Rav, then Asi, Amar Rav, Rav, then Asi said in the name of Rav, the following. Rav Meir, V'Rav Yosi, V'Rav Yeshua, V'Rav Elazar, V'Rav Eliezer. All of these Tanoim, Kulhu Sfira Luhu, they all hold the Ein Sheni Oisa Shlishi B'Chulim, that a Sheni cannot make a Shlishi by Chulim. Meaning our chart, we already know that from our chart, we already know that. But now we have that Rav Asi Amar Rav is saying, or Rav Ben Asi Amar Rav is saying, that these Tanoim, we see clearly that they hold that a Sheni cannot make a Shlishi by Chulim. This is actually the halacha. This is how we paskin. And we'll see that it's not always that it's Rav Meir L'mashal in the first case. It's not Rav Meir to the exclusion of the person who argues with him in the Mishnah, but these are the names that we have associated with this Shita.
The Chulin is the Sheni?
The Shlishi is the Sheni. The Shlishi is the Chulin.
So that a Sheni, if I have a Sheni and it touches Chulin, it's not going to do anything.
Nothing happens, correct. Okay. We know a shlishi can make truma puzzle, and it will make kachim tame to make a revi, according to what we have. But all of these sheets hold, and this is how we baskin, that a sheni will not make a shlishi by chulin.
It's a pretty heavy duty lineup when you say this.
Right, but the difference is that usually, if you remember, we had this in Sukkah. What did it say? Sukkah and Daf Yud Aleph. It said that all of these sheetahs hold. That's right. Sukkah, Diris Kevah, maybe. All of those sheetahs is Yud Aleph, no?
I thought it was earlier than
that. Really?
Ches?
No.
Ches was the circle thing, wasn't it?
No. Ches. Ches.
Ches. Ches. So it's Ches because it's right after that.
That's
what it is. I
thought. Was Ches on these? Tesla base is ready. Is the sukkah of Tachazilah?
I'm about to look here. That's
more. Okay. Anyways, you'll look it up afterwards. The bottom line is that over there, when we say that all of these slew of Tanoim hold like X, usually it's not the halacha. Whereas over here, this is actually the way we pass it. Okay. So Rav Meir, what is that we said? Where do we see that Rav Meir holds that a sheni cannot make a shlishi by chulin? The Tanan, as we learned in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says like this: Kol haton bias mayim midivrei soifim. Anything that needs bias mayim, meaning that needs tefillah, midivrei soifim, but only midarabbanon, meaning midaraisa it's tahor, but midarabbanon it's going to be it's going to require tefillah. Okay, the halacha, there are various cases, the Gemara says, in other places, there are various cases that a person, the Chazal said, that even though min ha-Torah you are completely tahar, midrabbanon for various reasons, we're going to say that you require tefillah. So any situation that a thing requires bias mayim, coming into water, meaning tefillah, midivrei soifrim, only midrabbanon, says the Mishnah, mitame es ha-kodesh, it will be mitame kodesh, meaning it will make kodesh kachim, it will make it tame ashlishi, and therefore able to drabanan, right? And therefore able to make a revi, upoisel es ha-truma, and it will pasel truma, meaning it will make truma ashlishi. So it's making it the same level as shlishi. The difference is that by kachim it's tameh, i.e. it can make a shlishi. I'm sorry, it can make a revi of kachim. And by truma it's only pasul. Umutter b'chulin uva ma'aser. And such a person is going to be mutter to eat chulin and eat ma'aser. And nothing is going to happen to those things. Okay?
Is each of those cases a sheni to a shlishi?
The person is basically, we're giving him the classification of a sheni. And therefore, if he touches kachim, it becomes a shlishi, which can then make a revi by kodesh. And if he touches truma, it becomes a shlishi, which is just puzzle, and it can't continue. And then continues the Tana, umutter, and this person who needs tvila midrabanan is mutter to eat chulin and maisa. Okay, in other words, he's not going to be metame chulin, and not only that, but he can also eat maisa. Divrei Reb Meir, that is the shita of Reb Meir. B'chachamim. No, we're not talking about Chutz Kippurim. We're talking about someone who is... We're talking about someone who went through something. Rashi says a case, a classic example of somebody that goes from Rosh Hashanah into Mayim Sheuvin, that he has to have Tefillah Midrabanan. Okay, it's not a gap right now what the cases are, but the bottom line is, such a person, says Rebbe Chachamim, Oisrim B'Maiser. I'm just trying to just finish off this Braisa, this Mishnah. Rebbe Chachamim, Oisrim B'Maiser, and the Chachamim say that it's also for him to eat Maiser. He's not going to be Metamei it if he touches the Maiser, but it's also for him to eat Maiser. So the Chachamim over here essentially agree to a mayor in principle. Okay? And that is that a person who is Chayev Tefillah Midrabanan is not going to Metamei Chulin. But Akapanim, they argue about this idea, and they say that someone who is in this category is not going to be able to eat Meiser, whereas Rameir says they could eat Meiser. But Akapanim, what do you see from here? That Rameir holds that a Sheni cannot make a Shlishi by Chulim. But this Sheni, we're giving him the status of a Sheni, and he's going to, the food that he touches will become a Shlishi if it's Truma or Kachin. But if it's chulin, nothing happens to it. So Mamela, this is the first Tana that we see in this slew that Rameir holds that a sheni will not make a shlishi by chulin. Good? Baiter. Rabbi Yossi. Where do we see that Rabbi Yossi holds that a sheni cannot make a shlishi by chulin, only by truma or kachim? Hoda amoram. This that we said, meaning this the whole Kama Chaymer that we had a Shtukal Torah about a Revi Vakodesh, that proves to us that he holds that a Sheni will not make a Shlishi by Chulin. How does that prove to us that Rabbi Yossi holds, he didn't mention Chulin. How do we know that Rabbi Yossi holds that a Sheni will not make a Shlishi by Chulin? Says the Gemara, De'im Isa, because if it is in fact correct, meaning, if in fact Rabbi Yossi held that a sheni can make a shlishi by chulin min haTorah, so then leisei l'revi'i b'truma, let him bring using the kav haChomer of Tful Yoim from Chavtes of an Aleph, he should be able to prove not only that we have a shlishi by chul by truma, but that you actually have a revi'i by truma. V'chamishi v'kodesh. And it should come out that you should be able to make with that kama chaymer chamishi v'kodesh. Meaning, the whole idea of the original kama chaymer which we were using over there for Tful Yoim was that a Tful Yoim is mutter b'chulim. You should say, no, a Tful Yoim makes a shlishi only. It doesn't make a revi. Kama chaymer, that a kikar sheni or a shlishi should make a revi. And then the next step of Rabbi Yossi should be that Mechutzei Kippurim should make a chamishi by kachim. From that, Kavah Chaimer should make... In other words, like this. Rabbi Yossi said, I'm building on the previous Kavah Chaimer. The previous halacha Kavah Chaimer that taught me was that Truma will be able to become a Shalishi. Okay? Because of Tful Yoim, which is compatible with Chulin. And that was the Kavah Chaimer. The Kavah Chaimer was based on that idea. So the first step was, Tful Yoim is compatible with Chulin, therefore Kikar Sheni Kavah Chaimer should be able to make a Shlishi by Truma. Rabbi Yossi said, I'm going to build on that, and I'm going to say that if Mechutzei Kippurim, which is compatible with Truma, yet is not compatible with Kachim, Kol Shekein, a Shlishi should be able to make a Revi.
A Shlishi.
Shlishi by Truma should be able to make a by Kachim should be able to make a Revi by Kachim.
Right.
That was that Kavah Chaimer. It says the Gemara over here, if Rabbi Yossi held that a Shlishi was able to become a by Chulin, it was able to become a Shlishi, Then the Kavol Chomer by Tfilyoyim, if Rabbi Yossi held, not like what we accept as a fact, and what we assumed as a fact based on our chart and based on our Gemara, if Rabbi Yossi in fact held that Chulin is susceptible to Tumah even at a stage, a third generation as a Shlishi, okay, then the Kal Chomer which Rabbi Yossi ends up at should not be a Grace Chiddush that Kachin can become a Revi'i Bakoidesh. Rather, he should have ended up that Kachim can become a Chamishi Bakoidesh. Why? Because the Kavol Chomer, the original Kavol Chomer from Tfilyoyim, was saying that a Tfilyoyim is compatible with Chulin.
Right.
No, Tfilyoyim is not compatible with Chulin. A Tfilyoyim will make a Shlishi. In other words, in this Havam, of what we would have thought. If in fact Rabbi Yossi held that the Chulin is susceptible to Shlishi, so that a Tfilyoyim can make a Shlishi. The Kavol Chomer, the original Kavol Chomer, should bring me to the halacha that Shruma can become a Revi. Because I'm going to go one step further. And then Rabbi Yossi's Kavol Chomer should bring me one step further that by Kachin it can even become a Chamishi. The fact that Rabbi Yossi doesn't do that shows me that a Tfilyoyim is compatible with Chulin. If I tell you Tfilyoyim is compatible with Chulin, what does that mean? That Chulin cannot become a Shlishi. And hence, a Tfilyoyim is compatible with Chulin. So this is, instead, this is a raya that Rabbi Yossi holds also that Shlish Techulin cannot become a Shlish. No?
It'd be better to learn this in the morning than night.
No, again.
Can you go from 2 to 3, right? Which allows you to go off, right? Or Chuma goes from...
What was the original Kavol Chomer? How did we learn before we had a clean slate? We know there's an Av, there's an Aviyah Vais, there's an Av, there's a Rishon, and there's a Sheni. We had no idea that there's something called a Shlishi. We have a Kavol Chomer. The Kavol Chomer teaches us, since I see that a Tfilyoyim, which is compatible with Chulin, yet is not compatible with Truma, Kikar Sheni, which is incompatible with Chulin, Kavol Chomer that it should be able to make a Shlishi by Truma. That was the original Kavol Chomer. That was step one. Step two, Rabbi Yossi said, if I see Mechusar Kippurim, which is compatible with Truma, yet it's not compatible with Kachin, so a Shlishi, which is not compatible with Truma, Kol Shekein should be able to make a Revi'i Bakoidesh. Okay? That was the two Kavol Chomers which we had up until this point. The basic Kavol Chomers. Now, if I tell you that a Tfilyoyim is compatible with Chulin, what does that mean? That means that a Tfilyoyim is not going to be Mitame Chulin. He's not going to Pasul Chulin. Right?
Right.
So, okay. Now let's say Rabbi Yossi held that really Chulin is sensitive enough even to become a Shlishi. So I would have to reformat the Kavol Chomer.
Wait. What do you mean Chulin?
That Chulin, if I have an Ava Tuma touches Kalim, other Kalim, they touch food. That becomes a shame. Okay. That food touches another loaf of bread. That's Chulin.
Right.
Is that Tame? Let's say I tell you it is Tame.
Okay.
If I tell you that's Tame, that means that a Tfilyoyim is incompatible with what? A Tfilyoyim, the original Kavol Chomer told us that a Tfilyoyim which is compatible with Chulin. No, it's not compatible with Chulin. It's compatible with a Revi. It's compatible with a Shlishi.
A Shlishi what? What do you mean? It's compatible with a Shlishi.
The original Kavol Chomer was based on the fact that a Tfilyoyim was compatible with Chulin.
With Chulin, Baklal.
But not compatible with...
Yeah.
With Truma. Yeah. With Truma. Now, but I just told you that a Tfilyoyim, that Chulin can become a Shlishi. If Chulin can become a Shlishi, what does that mean? That a Tfilyoyim is not compatible with Chulin.
Wait.
Because a Tfilyoyim, if it touches Chulin, will make it into a Shlishi.
Why is the tful yom? We're saying tful yom.
Tful yom is like a sheni.
It's like a sheni?
Yeah.
How do we know that?
That was throughout the whole sugi we were saying.
Okay.
So if he's a sheni, he's not. The reason why we said he's compatible with chulin is because he's not going to be the tamei. Okay. But if you change that and you say
that it was because we had the rule that he makes something a that he is. I thought that him being a sheni was because we had a halacha that we were going to treat him as like he's a sheni because we know these things about him, not that we're starting with that idea. I'm confused. I'm totally confused. This whole thing about how we treated tful yom in the chusar kippur. I thought it was all sort of reverse engineered. We know certain things about them, and then I'm going to start attributing these different attributes to them, but. The whole thing logically, like I understand the Kal V'Chomer's on a surface level, but as soon as you start peeling away the layers, it falls apart.
Okay, fine. I understand where you're coming from.
Rabbi Miller's shiur Monday night for the first time.
That was on Machlokes Kippurim.
Yeah, but he validated one of the struggles. I couldn't even articulate the struggle for myself. Yeah. I'm like, oh, now I'm understanding what I was having difficulty with. Like changing a vav around, flipping a vav, posel and puzzle. Changed around the Kalvachomer to have logic to it.
I explained to him, after you told me what the shir was about, I said, do you know what we did to avoid this whole Shiloh?
Yeah, it didn't work.
Exactly. That was to avoid that whole
idea of how can we eat something.
Exactly. Yeah. We're just talking about compatibility. Right.
Okay, so then anyway, I don't want to take us off track.
Anyways, the point is like this. In a basic level, If chulin can become a shlishi, then the kavul chomer, which Rabbi Yossi was basing himself off, has to go, like you said, parents, one step closer or deeper into the sugya.
But how?
What would the kavul chomer be?
How could that kavul chomer if it falls apart? Because you're saying you don't have the kavul.
If you have a tful yom. That's incompatible. That's compatible with
not compatible with anything.
No, but what is it? Well, it's compatible with a shlishi. Or a reviv. It's compatible with after a shlishi. It's. The Kavul Chomer was trying to bring out that a tful yom. The Kavul Chomer was trying to bring out that a sheni, a kikar sheni, will make a shlishi a truma. If we say that in fact a tful yom, right? If we say that a tful yom is going to be incompatible with a shlishi, meaning it will make a shlishi.
If it's making a shlishi from truma is it's a shlishi, right?
Yeah, but a kikar sheni, so talk about a kikar shlishi then.
What?
Because a kikar shlishi is incompatible with chulin. Kikar shlishi, according to what we're saying now, kikar shlishi is going to be incompatible with chulin.
You can't say shashay revi truma.
Right, that's right. I have a kikar shlishi that's now incompatible with chulin. Instead of saying kikar sheni is incompatible with chulin, say kikar shlishi is incompatible with chulin. Okay, maybe I'm saying it wrong. Let me change this for a second. Forget tful yom making a shlishi. Maybe this will make it better, Michael. If I tell you that chulin can become a shlishi, so then the kavul chomer should be like this. If I tell you madach tful yom that's compatible with chulin, yet he's incompatible with truma. Kikar shlishi, which is incompatible with truma, with chulin. Kikar shlishi, which is incompatible with chulin. Kikar shlishi is not compatible with chulin because we just changed the assumption. We said that a chulin can become a shlishi. So that means a kikar shlishi, the hainu, chulin, which touched the sheni, that now is a shlishi, by definition, that means that the shlishi is incompatible with chulin because it contracts tumah. So kol shekein, that should be able to make a revi by truma. That should have been the kavod chayim. I said it wrong. In the beginning, I was hooking everything on the tvuyoy. If a tvuyoy, which is compatible with chulin, is not compatible with truma, even though he's compatible with chulin, he's still not compatible with truma. So kikar shlishi, which is incompatible with chulin, kol shekein, that he should be able to make a revi by truma.
From the original kavod chayim,
we're going in that.
We know that a kikar sheni creates chulin. It makes chulin a shlishi.
Truma.
No chulin.
No.
As well.
No.
What's the kavod? The kavod chayim is that a tuvul yoyim who is incompatible, who is compatible with chulin. Okay. Makes a shlishi with truma, right?
A tvuyoyim which is compatible with chulin, yet is incompatible with truma.
What is it making? If it's incompatible with truma, what's it making?
It's not making it. It's just making that you can't. He can't eat it. Let's say.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. He can't eat it.
Right. Okay. So
kikar sheni,
which is incompatible with chulin.
So what's it making?
Kol shekein that
is making chulin.
Nothing. No. When I say that a kikar sheni is incompatible with chulin, what I mean is like this: you could have a kikar which is a sheni as chulin. That's what it means. So kol shekein that truma should be able to kol shekein the kikar sheni. Should be able to make a shlishi by truma.
By truma.
In the original kavod chayim, we were just telling you that a kikar shlishi of that will make a shlishi of by truma.
Say the first part that I always thought that a kikar sheni was able to make chulin a shlishi.
Not according to the kavod chayim.
In
Rabbi Akiva, maybe.
According to the kavod chayim,
this is the kavod chayim. The kavod chayim is like this. If I have a tvuyoy, which is compatible with chulin, yet it's incompatible with truma, kikar sheni, which as a sheni is incompatible with chulin in the sense that a chulin and sheni, the status of sheni will overtake chulin, meaning chulin can become a sheni. So that means that sheni is not compatible with chulin anymore.
I don't know.
It'll become a sefer.
What that means if I have a piece of bread that touches a rishon, that piece of bread, even though it's chulin, becomes a sheni. So that means that sheni and chulin are incompatible, meaning it will be overtaken by the tuchel. So kol shekein, that kikar sheni should now, if tvoyoyim, which is compatible with chulin, was incompatible with truma, kol shekein, that the kikar sheni, which is incompatible with chulin, for sure should be able to make a shlishi by truma.
Right.
That was the original kavod chayim. Says the Gemara now, Rabbi Yossi in fact held that chulin can also become a shlishi, so then this is what the kavod chayim should have been. If we see that tvuyoyim, which is incompatible with chulin, if we see that tvuyoyim, which is compatible with chulin, yet is incompatible with truma, kikar shlishi, which is incompatible with chulin, because a chulin which touches a sheni will become a shlishi, that means that the level shlishi and chulin are incompatible, kol shekein that it should be able to make a revi'i by truma. That's what the kavod chayim should have been. And then Rabbi Yossi, building on that kavod chayim, should have said that the kavod chayim from Machos Kippurim tells me that by kachim, not only could you have a revi'i, you could even have a chamishi. That's how we see that Rabbi Yossi holds that there is no such thing as a shlishi by chulin.
By the way, if there's ever an argument for why a Jew should never do marijuana, now that it's going to be legal. This is why you can't have, you could not wear this.
You never know.
You're not going to remember. It's hard enough to remember. Sorry. Inside would be good. Do you want to go back inside now that you went outside and go back into where we are
yes,
now?
Yes, we can do that. And
maybe back up a line or two, yeah.
Okay, so Remeir is pretty straightforward. How we see that Remeir holds that Shani will not make chulin shlishi. Rav Yosi, hold on, Rav Yosi. Where do we see that Rav Yosi holds that a shlish that chulin will not become a shlishi if it touches a Shani? Because the im isa. Because if you are correct, if it's true that in fact a chulin can become a shlishi. Let him bring from using a kavah chaymer to teach us that a truma can become a revi'i v'chamishi v'kodesh, and a kavah chaymer from revi'i to by the mechusse kippurim to teach us that kachim can become a chamishi.
On the deim isa, so. When Rashi says
what is it?
De'im iso, what does that mean? That
if it's true
that a shlishi
chulin can become a shlishi,
meaning it can become
a shlishi
incompatible
with shlishi, right?
Puzzle, well,
puzzle by chulin, puzzle.
Yeah, okay.
Meaning top, yeah. Okay.